Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 35th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 31, we got last week to the part where Hagar and Ishmael were sent away, but just quickly by way of review, I want to start back in verse number 1, keep it all in context, and I won't dwell on it here. We spent the whole hour last week on the first 7 verses, Genesis chapter number 21. And a couple other things I want to, that as I was studying this week, that I want to share with you that I didn't point out last week that I think will help you. When it's in verse number 1, we just by way of review. Genesis 21, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Now remember, it's been a long, long time, 25 years since God had made that first promise to Abraham and Sarah. You're going to have a son, a promised son. And a lot took place in those 25 years, you know, from the wanderings into Egypt and other things. I won't go into all the Ishmael, Hagar, all that took place in that 25 years. But yet God always fulfills his promise. I underlined in verse number 1, those 3 words, as he had said, and then I underlined, as he had spoken. Very tremendous truths for us, that we know that God's promises never fail. And the promise of a son was not fulfilled because Abraham was perfect in his obedience. Matter of fact, he messed up a lot in those 25 years. Remember that going down into Egypt and said, "Hey, she's my sister," and Abimelech, all these other things where he really messed up. Well, his promise to Abraham wasn't based on Abraham's obedience, but because God was faithful to his word. It's important to know that we may not always be faithful, but God will always be faithful. And I noted this last week, and I want to note it again, we'll move on. Some promises of God are conditional. In other words, they depend on something that you do. If I do this, God says, if you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will bless you. Some of his promises are conditional. We looked at those last week. But many of God's promises are unconditional. It doesn't matter what you do or don't do, but God will fulfill his promises not because of what we do, but because of who he is. And so when we look at the promises of God, we often sing that hymn, Standing on the Promises of God. And there's a lot of promises that are conditional and many, many more that are probably unconditional. Example, eternal security. That's a promise of God, and it's not based on us, what we do or don't do. We're eternally secure in him. That's just one example of the many unconditional promises. And this was a promise to Abraham some 25 years ago that was unconditional. No matter what happened, you're going to have a son, Abraham. Well, verse number 2. And Sarah conceived and bare a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Again, I don't want to spend a lot of time here, but isn't it interesting how it mentioned that Sarah conceived in his old age and didn't say, and Sarah conceived in her old age? God had given that vitality of life back to Sarah, because we see in verse number 7, Sarah was not only able to give birth, she was able actually to nurse her own child at the age of 90. So some kind of, back on the back row back there, Steve, you know, works for the post office. He brought some ladies. Man, don't you go through that stuff. But lady vitality or make you young again. It's on the back row, ladies. If you want to leave, as you leave, if you want to go through the box, do a different makeup and vitamins and pills. I don't know where they came from, post office or something. But anyway, it's back there. And ladies, and I'm saying ladies, even men do this now, trying to somehow get you vitalize their youth again and get young again. Well, without taking any kind of vitamin, Sarah was young again. God did that to her. She was, I think that's interesting what it says, she bared Abraham a son in his old age. Didn't say her old age. Not that Abraham, because we do find later that Abraham had more children with Keturah. I think he had six more sons with Keturah after Sarah had passed away. We'll read this in a couple more chapters. After Sarah died, what a heartbreak that had to have been for Abraham. Well, he remarried a lady named Keturah, had six more sons, so he was still able to have children. The point is, it wasn't Abraham's fault that he wasn't able to. It was Sarah who was barren. She was unable to conceive, so God did a work of grace in Sarah's life. And I think that's why it points out in the scripture, in his old age. I think Sarah kind of got that youthfulness, and it does that, by the way. When ladies kind of have children, they, matter of fact, I remember Leon Jasper, my wife, and we have seven children. And every time we'd see Leon, it seemed about Latrice years ago would be pregnant. And Leon Jasper says, every time I see somebody who's with child lady, they just so, something about their looks and the effervescent, they're just glowing and all. Well, we may think that as a joke, but God did that to Sarah. She gave her that at 90 years of age. He gave her that ability to not only conceive, but to nurse. Verse number 3, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, who Sarah bared to him, Isaac. Now, we looked at that last week. Isaac means laughter. Isaac means laughter. And it was an appropriate name, because you remember that when Abraham first received the promise in Genesis 17:17, that Abraham laughed. Now, Abraham's laugh was not a laugh of disbelief or doubt. It literally was a laugh of amazement. Wow, I'm going to have a son. Well, but in Sarah's case, we read in Genesis 18:12-15. Again, we looked at that last week. Sarah's laugh was a laugh of doubt. Remember, they're outside the tent, Abraham and the Lord, and y'all pardon me saying this again, but Sarah was, like most ladies, they were eavesdropping on the men that were talking. She's listening. And the Lord told Abraham again, you're going to have a son, and Sarah's going to bear a child. And the Bible said that Sarah laughed within herself. And the Lord said, told Sarah, why are you laughing? And Sarah said, oh, I didn't laugh. And the Lord said, yes, you did. It was a laugh of doubt. And by the way, it teaches us a lot. Even though she didn't laugh out verbally, it was, the Bible says, within herself. God knew her. God knows her. Knew her thoughts. God knows our thoughts. Even though we may not express it verbally, God knows everything we think. There's nothing can be hidden from God. Nothing. Now, we can thank God for that. At the same time, it's something to be fearful. And, boy, you better be careful. Better be careful. Well, that's what happened. They named him Isaac. But look in verse number 6. God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Sarah's laughter of doubt earlier now became a laughter of joy. She was so excited now that she had a child. And listen, it's a great lesson for us. God, if you'll let him, God will turn your doubts into joy. God will turn your defeats into happiness if you will allow him to do that. And we see that here in Sarah's life. Well, let's get moving through here. Verse number 4, and Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Very important. We talked about that last week. And Abraham was 100 years old. It didn't say here, but you follow the timeline. By now, Sarah is 90 when his son Isaac was born unto him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.